You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 48 and verse 14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. This God is our God. The question is, this God, is he your God? This God, the living God, the only true God, is he your God? Or do you have another God somewhere? You know, I can't comprehend. I saw recently a shrine, and some of these toys, human toys made with plastic, that they bought for babies. They put it in those places and to make it look like a god. Somebody will go and cut a wood and they are going to carve a human face out of that wood, pour oil on it, put feather on it, and then they say this is God. And people are afraid of that. They say, oh, there is a God there. That's foolishness. There is nothing. This God, who has no beginning, who has no end, is our God. He created the tree. I was surprised. The trees that you cut down to carve an image out of, God created it. But then you will now go and be bowing down to ordinary wood. You know, some people molded a mold of a man and put it on a cross. And then you will see human being bowing down, kissing that mold. As if, I don't understand it. Why couldn't anybody understand that that's not Jesus? That is just, you know, something that is a product of probably unbelievers who just gathered some chemical together to mold a shape and put it on a wood. And then people will bow down to that. That's great idolatry. Nothing provokes God than that. You are just making yourself an enemy of God. It's even insulting that you are worshiping the created instead of the creator. He said, for this God is our God forever and ever. There are families, they have shrine, they have all kind of useless artifacts that they call the God of the family there. And you are in that family, you are born again. Go and put petrol on it and light it on fire. Go and do that in the name of Jesus Christ. Get rid of those nonsense. There is nothing in it. But then when you look at the other part, look at what he says. He said, he will be our guide even unto death. Do you know that it is not God's intention to guide you just on an event? There are people, the only time they require or request for God's guidance is when they want to get married. Hey, they now say, oh God, guide me. Oh God, guide every other decisions of their life. They don't want God's guidance. But the intention of God is not to guide you occasionally. It's not to guide you on what you call major event of your life. The intention of God is to guide you unto death. It means when you are 80, he will still be guiding you. When you are 90 and you are still alive, God will still be guiding you. That is his intention. He says, he will be our guide even unto death. So let's assume, for example, that on the day you will die, you are going to die by 9 p.m. Now, by 9 a.m., you are still alive, still awake. You are even still making decisions. Do you know God will guide those decisions? As at 12 noon, do you know God will still be guiding you? As at 2 p.m., God will be guiding you. Until 4 p.m., when it will be time, or 9 p.m., when it will be time for you to die, he will guide you unto death. In fact, 5 minutes to your death, the Father is still guiding you. The intention of God is to be our guide unto death. But do you know a guide? You see, if you look at a blind person, he needs a guide. He is very close to that guide. If you need a guide, you can't stay away from that guide. If you travel to a country and you are going on tourism, they have what they call a guide. You are always with that person. That person is the one who explains things to you. That person understands that terrain and knows where to take you to. You see, but you must be close to the guide. Everyone who has a guide must be close to their guide. And the only way you can be close to him is through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have that guide? Are you close to the Lord through our Lord Jesus Christ? Are you close to him? Are you walking with him? Are you allowing him to guide you? He is committed to guide you every single day of your life until the day you die. God's guidance is not occasional. God's guidance is permanent until we die if we allow him. I pray you will receive wisdom to allow him in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.